Governor Jared Polis directed state agencies on Monday to do all they can to reduce the impact of high energy bills on Colorado homes and businesses. The governor's directive calls on the Public Utilities Commission to improve access to bill pay assistance programs, incentivize utilities to reduce customer costs, work with utilities to secure federal funding for homes and businesses, analyze ways to limit bill spikes, improve the capacity of bill pay assistance programs, identify ways to support customers who are behind on their bills in dire circumstances, and improve education on energy conservation. The directive also called on the commission to identify actions that can be taken to improve gas storage, gas contracting, and financial hedging. Polis also directed the Colorado Energy Office to take immediate actions, which include speeding up the creation of federally funded home energy rebate programs, identifying new regulatory utility conservation initiatives and rate structures, implementing the state's building performance standards for large multifamily buildings in an effort to reduce energy bills, considering the establishment of new state building energy codes, and providing local governments technical assistance with adopting the codes, using state and federal funding to implement microgrid programs. Colorado Energy Office Executive Director Will Tor said he welcomes the new directives. "We need to reduce dependence on volatile fossil fuel markets and embrace clean energy with more predictable costs for consumers," Tor said during a news conference Monday. "As we expand our efforts to accelerate this transition, we are also working with Coloradans to improve energy efficiency and electrification and keep energy costs down for all." This winter, gas bills have increased by 75% compared to last year, the governor's office said in a news release. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, changes in global demand, extreme weather and infrastructure constraints are all causing swings in market prices. "We must leave no stone unturned to save Coloradans' money on utility bills," Polis said during the news conference. "Coloradans need near-term and long-term relief on their energy bills, and today I am laying out ways state entities and utilities can take action to help save people money on their energy costs, to identify and implement opportunities to protect Colorado consumers, lower costs, and avoid price swings like the one we're experiencing now." Several Colorado residents joined the governor in the news conference to talk about how the high energy bills have impacted them. "Many of my friends have felt those costs, and feel that rising costs driven by inflation are increasingly making it difficult to focus on our education and bettering our lives," said Colin, a student who spoke at the event. "Many of my friends are dealing with the reality of needing to add a second job or increase hours at work, leaving less time to focus on our schoolwork." Another Colorado resident, Reyna, attended the news conference and spoke in both Spanish and English about the impact of soaring utility bills on her family. "I am here today as a wife and mother of two children whose utility bill has nearly doubled over the past couple of months," she said. "Before, I paid $250. These days, I pay $475, and it's impacting my life and my family's life in big ways." The Public Utilities Commission approved earlier this month a 15% decrease in Xcel Energy's rates, but that action isn't enough to curb the overall energy costs our state faces, Polis said. The governor advocates for decreasing reliance on fossil fuels. His plan is for the state to achieve 100% renewable energy by 2040. "Natural gas is a globally traded commodity and the government does not set the price, the market does," the governor's office said in a news release. "This makes Coloradans vulnerable to price spikes like those occurring now, and emphasizes the need for reliable, low-cost energy." The governor is also urging agencies to transition the state's electric grid to renewable energy, and to promote electrification.